Welcome to episode 571 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 29 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. Who are the happiest people in the world? According to the 2022 World Happiness Report, Finland is the happiest country in the world for the fifth year in a row. It's followed by Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. What puts Finland at the top of the list? A high GDP per capita, a strong social support system among friends and family, healthy life expectancy, freedom to make life choices, absence of corruption in government and the business world, and generosity when it comes to donating to charity. I don't think I've ever met a Finn, but I hope to one day. I like happy people. How about the happiest human who ever lived? You might say that's an impossible question to answer, or some might mention some person from the past or present. But you'd only be correct if your answer were Jesus. Yes, that Jesus. In the first ever message of the fledgling Christian church, the Apostle Peter preached that Psalm 16 is about Christ. Acts 2 verses 25 to 28. David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. This effusive statement, attributed to the Messiah, is a triple affirmation of his happiness. The passage Peter ascribed to Jesus includes Psalm 16, verse 11. The New Life Version translates it, being with you is to be full of joy. In your right hand, there is happiness forever. We should view this first apostolic sermon as a model for sharing the gospel today. Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, asserts three times the happiness of the one at the center of the gospel, Jesus. Yet how many people, unbelievers and believers alike, have ever heard a modern gospel message that makes this point? What if we regularly declared the happiness of our Savior? Imagine the response if we emphasize that what Jesus did on that terrible cross was for the sake of never-ending happiness, ours and his. Jesus was and is the happiest of people. In Hebrews 1 verses 8 to 9, a direct reference to the Messiah quoted in Psalm 45 verses 6 to 7, the Father says of his Son, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. The contemporary English version renders it, your God made you happier, happier than any of your friends. Who are Jesus' companions? Who are his friends in this passage? This could refer to his immediate group of friends, all believers, or all his fellow human beings. If it's the latter, he has gladness that exceeds that of all people, which makes sense, because he created us. Reflecting on these passages in Psalm 45 and Hebrews 1, John Piper the theologian writes, Jesus Christ is the happiest being in the universe. His gladness is greater than all the angelic gladness of heaven. He mirrors perfectly the infinite, holy, indomitable mirth of his Father. Mirth, probably not a word we often associate with the Father. Still, the Bible repeatedly asserts that Jesus exemplifies the joy of living. Scripture contains many indications of Christ's happiness. It takes a joyful person to instruct his disciples in the art of rejoicing. Jesus says in Luke 10 verse 20, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The contemporary English version puts it like this, be happy that your names are written in heaven. The next verse connects his disciples' joy to Jesus' joy. In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. The Weymouth New Testament reads, Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit with a rapturous joy. Consider this part of the verse. At that very time, the Son rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise you, O Father. This clearly affirms the Trinity's gladness. Jesus overflows with joy from the Holy Spirit, and the Father finds pleasure in revealing himself to his children. Imagine this scene. Children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and went away. This passage, Matthew 19 verses 13 to 15, leaves no doubt about Jesus' love for children. And the fact that children flock to him is telling. Children are drawn to happy adults, not unhappy ones. Jesus says in John 15 verse 11, These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. The Greek English lexicon of the New Testament says that chara, the word translated here as joy, means a state of joy and gladness. Joy, gladness, great happiness. The contemporary English version says, I have told you this to make you as completely happy as I am. What a great life goal, to become as happy as Jesus. But didn't Jesus endure excruciating pain and suffering? Wasn't he a man of sorrows who was acquainted with grief? There is a remarkable verse, Hebrews 12 verse 2, that tells us that for the joy that was set before him, Christ endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For the joy that was set before him. For the joy that was set before him. On Good Friday, Jesus experienced the terrible burden of atonement, the trauma of dying on the cross, and the anguish of being temporarily alienated from his Father when he became our sin. But this suffering was overshadowed by the joy of our salvation. When Jesus walked the earth, he lived every moment with divine happiness in his past, the happiness of an eternal perspective in his present, and the anticipation of unending happiness in the future. Since Jesus is happy, his disciples should follow him happily. A happy new you is one who meditates on the happiness of the Savior. A happy new you is happy like Jesus. Francis de Sales, the Bishop of Geneva, said, I cannot understand why those who have given themselves up to God and his goodness are not always cheerful. For what possible happiness can be equal to that? No accidents or imperfections which may happen ought to have power to trouble them or to hinder their looking upward. One explanation for our cheerlessness is simple. Many of God's people don't believe that the Christ we serve is cheerful. Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon said, We are happy to think Christ is happy. I do not know whether you have ever drank that joy, believer, but I have found it a very sweet joy to be joyful because Christ is joyful. Scripture commands us to follow in Jesus' footsteps. When we become convinced that our Savior walked the earth, not only experiencing suffering and sorrow, but also doing so with happiness in his heart and a smile on his face, it should inspire us to love him more deeply and follow him more cheerfully. Father, make us happy like Jesus is happy. Help us to spend more time meditating on Jesus, for we know that in so doing, our own happiness will be deepened. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.